Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
They say I looked as sweet as a piece of candy on my prom night. And why shouldn't I? My dress was actually made from thousands of bright, multicolored, starburst candy wrappers. 18,000 to be exact. In case you're wondering how I got all those wrappers to make the dress, I didn't eat all those starburst candy myself, of course. My friends and family were very kind and considerate, and they helped me to collect the wrappers over the past year.
Speaker B.
Oh my God, the memories of raspberry hard candy. That's something, believe me. My grandmother always, just always had them around at home. I loved them more than anything. I would sell my soul for one. You savor it slowly until you get close to the soft center, then crush it to the roof of your mouth. The gooey soft center then oozes out with the most delightful and delicious burst of raspberry. Whoever invented those candies was a genius.
Speaker C.
My favorite cookies to make are cinnamon doodles because I just love the smell of them baking. The sense of smell is powerful, and when my kids smell cinnamon, they feel warm and fuzzy all over because of the fun we've had in the kitchen. But you might be surprised to know that cinnamon was one of the first trade spices and, in fact, is even mentioned in the Bible. It was used to make holy anointing oil for the church.
Speaker D.
My first love, when it comes to chocolate, of course, was Godiva. When I was a student, I had a part-time job in New York, and every weekend, the minute I got paid, I would go to a little boutique and buy a small box of the most delicious Godiva sweets in the shape of a half walnut with a half a walnut on top. The box was $14 then, and it was worth every penny. I would eat them all by the end of the afternoon and then dream about the next box.
Speaker E.
Wedding decorations can create that special atmosphere you are looking for at your reception and can include anything you want. The choice is really endless when it comes to various colors and materials. For those young at heart, sweets can be used. They can be added to vases or bowls, either individually or to one massive bowl in the middle. For romantic souls, a bouquet of chocolate lollipops can be made in one large vase or in individual glasses.
Speaker F.
I wouldn't have remembered this except the time I was walking around waiting for a friend and had a hankering for candy. I thought, surely there must be a candy store around here somewhere, right? And then I saw this place. It was unreal. Awesome retro candy combined with fashion, clothes, and jewelry. I wouldn't buy any clothing there because of the high price. I was more interested in the candy, though, and there was lots of it.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
They say I looked as sweet as a piece of candy on my prom night. And why shouldn't I? My dress was actually made from thousands of bright, multicolored, starburst candy wrappers. 18,000 to be exact. In case you're wondering how I got all those wrappers to make the dress, I didn't eat all those Starburst candy myself, of course. My friends and family were very kind and considerate, and they helped me to collect the wrappers over the past year.
Speaker B.
Oh my God, the memories of raspberry hard candy. That's something, believe me. My grandmother always, just always had them around at home. I loved them more than anything. I would sell my soul for one. You savor it slowly until you get close to the soft center, then crush it to the roof of your mouth. The gooey soft center then oozes out with the most delightful and delicious burst of raspberry. Whoever invented those candies was a genius.
Speaker C.
My favorite cookies to make are cinnamon doodles, because I just love the smell of them baking. The sense of smell is powerful, and when my kids smell cinnamon, they feel warm and fuzzy all over because of the fun we've had in the kitchen. But you might be surprised to know that cinnamon was one of the first trade spices and, in fact, is even mentioned in the Bible. It was used to make holy anointing oil for the church.
Speaker D.
My first love, when it comes to chocolate, of course, was Godiva. When I was a student, I had a part-time job in New York, and every weekend, the minute I got paid, I would go to a little boutique and buy a small box of the most delicious Godiva sweets in the shape of a half walnut with a half a walnut on top. The box was $14 then, and it was worth every penny. I would eat them all by the end of the afternoon and then dream about the next box.
Speaker E.
Wedding decorations can create that special atmosphere you are looking for at your reception and can include anything you want. The choice is really endless when it comes to various colors and materials. For those young at heart, sweets can be used. They can be added to vases or bowls, either individually or to one massive bowl in the middle. For romantic souls, a bouquet of chocolate lollipops can be made in one large vase or in individual glasses.
Speaker F.
I wouldn't have remembered this except the time I was walking around waiting for a friend and had a hankering for candy. I thought, surely there must be a candy store around here somewhere, right? And then I saw this place. It was unreal. Awesome retro candy combined with fashion, clothes, and jewelry. I wouldn't buy any clothing there because of the high price. I was more interested in the candy, though, and there was lots of it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.